Okay, I'll call the meeting to order at 7:01. First item on the business on our agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
To
to
the
the flag
flag
of
of
the
the United
United States
States
of
of America,
America, and to
to
the
the
Republic
Republic for
for which
which
it
it stands,
stands,
one
one
nation,
nation,
under God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty
liberty and
and justice
justice
for
for
all.
all. That will do the roll call.
Richard Bartholomew.
Here.
Paul Denise.
Here.
Matthew Ezzo. He'll be late. David Kupchansky.
Here.
Aniello Di Malerba III.
Here.
Albert Mizowitz.
Here.
Raymond Sadlick is absent. Joseph
Needs to
Soika.
be excused.
Here. Okay, the record should reflect that there are five regular members and one alternate present. So you have a quorum.
Next item on the agenda is the election of officers. I guess the floor is open to nominations.
Just point of order, Mark, would it be appropriate to note that Joe is being seated as a member, so that way he can.
Yes, no, yeah. Just if there's no objection, then we'll note that for the record. Record should reflect that Mr. Ezzo has entered the meeting at 7:05.
Motion to
Yeah, if you want to make a motion. Mr. Sadlick's not here, so he would be seated either way. So.
Okay, the floor is open to nomination. And I guess the first one would be the president, or rather, chairman.
Well, I'd like to nominate Paul Denise.
I can't accept that. I can't. And the reason, Dave, is it, in terms of time, if I were to be chairman, I'd have to throw myself into it 1,000%.
You have the same reason why I would refuse to.
So I don't want to do a job halfway. I have the time to at least sit on the board, but in terms of doing additional work, I just don't have the time to do that right now. And I don't want to shortchange this board either.
I just want to ask if there's anybody on the committee that wants to be the chairperson.
I'd like to.
Omni?
I think I'd step up.
You?
Yeah.
I'm going to nominate Oni Malerba.
Second back.
Are there any other nominations from the floor?
The nominations be closed.
All right,
No,
move.
yeah. Yeah, you can, yeah. Are there any other nominations for chairperson? If not, we could have a motion to close the nominations.
Should we have a motion to close? Because we're going to need
Oh,
a vice chair for vice chair.
You could have a motion to close the
Oh,
nomination for chair
for
and then a
chair.
second.
That was the intent. Yeah. Motion to
Mo
close the nomination for chair.
motion to close the nomination for
There a
chair.
second on the motion to close?
Second.
Second, all those in favor on the motion to close nominations for chair.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, nominations are closed. There's a motion made and seconded for the chairperson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Do we get the folks online? I didn't know if we.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Were there any if you just raise your hand if you're in favor of the motion to the nomination? Anybody opposed online? Raise your hand. Okay.
Looks fine.
Okay. I think that motion carries unanimously. Motions for vice chair. Open the floor for nominations.
Make a nomination for Paul Denise.
I'll second it.
Are you fine with vice chair?
I'm the vice chair.
Motion to close nominations for vice chair.
Second. Was there a second on Paul's nomination? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Good. All right. Thank you.
Is there a second on the motion to close?
David.
Paul? I mean,
David.
David, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, my nominations are closed on the main motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, congratulations, Paul. I think we can nominate a secretary. Normally?
No, we normally don't.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. Okay.
I think I have to step.
I'm going to take a look.
Find out.
I guess I'll go to the middle. First things first, I want to say before we keep going, just want to say thank you for the support. I do appreciate it. I want to thank, I know Gino, he's here. I want to thank him for his service to the commission. And I just look forward to working with everyone and just keep on moving the city forward. So, and if there's anything anybody needs, you know, talk to me. My door is always open. My phone is always available. You know where to find me. So just a text, call, email away. So I'm very excited. And again, thank you all for the support. All right, moving on for number five, additions, deletions, corrections to, as far as I know, is there any? All right. All right, thank you. Number six, communications. That'll be for Lanzeri Court. I'll turn it over to
Mr. Chairman, I just make a note for the record. I think it was submitted. If not, I can give a copy to the clerk. I guess this is my place. Thank you, Brian Lima from Corporation Counsel's office. At the request, of the board, we had sent a letter to Detention Basin LLC, the owner of the detention basin located on Stormwater Detention Basin, located on Lanzeri Court in Derby. The letter was dated March 2nd of 2026, directed to Catherine Norwood, the member of Detention Basin LLC, requesting some update and status of any ongoing maintenance and operation of the storm detention basin, and in particular, removal of sediment. As of today, we have not received any response to that particular letter. So I think the intent would be at this point to send a follow-up letter and see if we have any response to that. And then this commission, if none, this commission can determine if any further steps are warranted.
Any questions, comments, concerns on that? Right. Thank you. And can I just get a copy of that?
Yeah, I'll send a copy.
Thank you. Yep. Number seven, public portion. I'd like to open up to the public. And if anyone from the public would like to speak, just please state your name and your address for the record. Anybody from the public like to speak? Would anybody from the public like to speak?
First of all, I just want to say good evening to all the commissioners and members of the board, along with Mr. Ezzo. Congratulations on his appointment. Second of all, I'd just like to say thank you to everybody that sits on the commission. I sat on this commission for the last 6.5 years. It's not an easy job, as you guys all know. We just went through the nomination of chairman and vice chairman. And as Paul said, it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort. And let me tell you, it takes a lot of hours behind the scenes. I learned from Teddy. Teddy was our chairman for 20 plus years. And, it took me a while to for him to kind of groom me into what was going to take over next. And boy, let me tell you, it was not easy, you know, to start off. And I'm very grateful for that and for all the dedication to everybody that helped me make the transition, be part of the board, be part of the commission. And also, I want to say that this commission has done a lot of good things to move Derby and move it an overall position into the 21st century. We had a subcommittee, and you know, the members that were on that subcommittee really worked hard to get those new documents approved, get them into the building department, and now out to anybody that takes up applications. So I think we streamlined that, and I know that there's a lot more work to be done there, but I think that was a big step in moving forward. I also noticed that on the agenda today, under your line item number 8, approval of minutes, no action this month. This is not the agenda that I prepared for the meeting, but there is a lot more than no action this month. I hope that for the last, I think, almost 13 months, maybe 14 months, we haven't had any minutes to the commission. As you know, I spoke with Corporation Counsel Brian previously. I know when somebody goes to FOI something, we're going to run into legal trouble there. So that's why we brought it up numerous times on the board, and hopefully that it doesn't go away. Just the last thing I'd just like to say is this board, this commission has been bipartisan for years, going back a long, long time. And I'm truly saddened that that we have kind of thrown that out and made this a political board. You know, Derby doesn't have a lot of people that are committed, doesn't have a lot of people that volunteer their time. And for people that want to volunteer their time, and because they're not from one party or from another party, we just get rid of them. I don't think that's a good look for Derby, number one. Number two, that doesn't help anybody, especially our taxpayers, when we're in the mess that we're in right now. Number two, the experience to get people groomed or to get their feet wet for this board is not something that you just snap your fingers and you learn everything. Being in the construction industry, I was fortunate because I had a little bit of general knowledge and a background of how it works. So I was very fortunate in that when I got seated as an alternate at first, and then I took over somebody that had resigned, and then I got you know, appointed for a full you know, full 5 years. But we have a lot of new members that are on the board. We also don't have we still have a vacancy that I've been asking to fill for months for the alternate. I just wish that we went through things and sat an alternate and let them get some experience and then move forward. But that's sometimes not how things work. But the last thing I just want to say is, you know, to David, Albert, and also Raymond, they were here when I first got on the board, and they also took me under their wing, taught me a lot of things that you just don't read in our books and whatnot. So I hope you guys do the same thing to the young commissioners that are on the board now, and hopefully we can move this thing forward. But once again, I just want to say thank you guys for the opportunity and all the things that I learned on the commission. I wish everybody well.
Thank you, Gino. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak?
Hello, my name is Alfred Watt. I'm the senior
pastor. Wonderful, thank you. First, congratulations, Mr. Chairman and Vice Chairman. On your appointment. My name is Alfred Watts. I'm the senior pastor at Cornerstone Christian Center. We've just become residents here, if you will, at 71 Pleasant View Road, and wanted to come and introduce myself since we're not going to have an opportunity to discuss what I thought we would be discussing today. Mr. Kevin White said that we might have a chance to speak with our neighbors who had expressed some concerns that they had regarding the property that we now own. But since they're not here, I just wanted to meet all of you And I introduce myself and let you know that we are actively trying to speak with our neighbors regarding the concerns that they have. I've had an opportunity to speak with them myself. Our director of facilities has spoken with them at length, with Mr. White as well. And he wasn't sure whether they would be here or not. Perhaps they'll be coming shortly. But if not, just want to assure you that we're not by any means trying to go against any types of codes or rules or regulations, and we want to be good neighbors across the board. And so you can rest assured that we'll resolve whatever issues may come about. And before I am seated, does anyone have any questions regarding that matter? I know that it's been addressed here on several occasions, and so if you had any questions, I'd love to answer them.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
The main complaint that we've heard from the residents there concerns lighting, and actually it's lighting trespass onto their property. Of course, they adjoin your parking lot on the west end.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sure that you're familiar with it. And their house is a ranch house. It's pretty much level with the parking spaces along your west property line. And they've complained about headlights at night. And they're also complaining about a fairly recently installed light the night lighting that was installed by UI. It was also trespassing on their property. And these types of complaints are not uncommon in Derby with small lots that we have and, you know, fairly concentrated development. There's probably an easy solution to both so that you're not going to be engaged in a neighborly dispute that goes on and on and on.
Exactly right.
Okay. You know, perhaps a row of trees along the property line
right.
might be a solution to the headlight problem. And the light problem could fairly easily be corrected by redirecting those lights.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So because we don't like to hear from residents month after month
right.
about a problem that could be fairly easily corrected.
Certainly. We had a conversation. We were actually in this building and spoke with Mr. White about 3 weeks ago. And we told him, listen, we'll go over and speak with our neighbors and figure out how we can resolve the matter. Our director of facilities met with them, and it seemed as though we were going to have a chance to meet with them. And then they came back and said, no, we'd rather not meet. Let's just come to the meeting and resolve it there, at which point we said, certainly we will meet you there. So we wanted to come because I just want to know what the issue is and resolve it.
Yeah, well, I've heard about it myself and, you know, as a former building inspector in the town here for 20 years. This is not an uncommon complaint.
Okay. And I'm sure we'll resolve it as soon as we can get to the table.
You know, and the solution sometimes could be a lot simpler than you think. Please don't let it escalate.
No, by no means. That's why we're here tonight. So if they're not showing up, we'll certainly contact them again. Hopefully they're saying that they'd love to just sit down, but we'll come back and give you an update later.
Thanks a lot.
God bless you
all.
Thanks
a lot.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair. I'd like, with your permission, to try to contact Nancy and Tim and have them hopefully maybe sign on. They've been very patient, and this was supposed to happen tonight, but obviously maybe some miscommunication. But if we can get them on the horn, I'd really like to do whatever you can do to either get a conversation, schedule a meeting, or whatever. They've been very patient. They've been here numerous times over the last year plus. With that, I'd like to just see if I could maybe shoot them a text or call them.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we can officially. I mean, we can't.
I would think they just communicate directly.
Yeah, I mean, they can do any. I mean, if they want to communicate directly, Gino, by all means, you can set that up with him if you want on your, you know, before he leaves because he's leaving. So, but I know we can't do that officially ourselves tonight.
Correct. So.
Would anybody else from the public like to speak? Is there anybody on Zoom, Mr. Clerk? Nobody on Zoom?
Just ask them to unmute. No.
No, actually, nobody from the public. So,
last time, would anybody from the public like to speak? I give a motion to close the public portion.
Motion to close the public portion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Next up is the approval of minutes. Obviously, I haven't been given any minutes.
Yeah, no action.
Yeah, so there's no action. We don't have
some. No action.
Yep. So number 8A, I know it actually number 9 would be Griffin Hospital. Receipt of applications, Griffin Hospital, 130 Division Street, site plan modification application for the placement of generators for the MRI addition. So I think we all have, did everybody get a copy of the application? Attorney Thomas.
Thank you very much. Attorney Dominic Thomas, Cohen and Thomas, 315 Main Street, representing the applicant. And a couple of housekeeping matters. Just want to point out, and I did file electronically, I have the originals here. Your regulations require that abutters be notified of site plan applications and notified of the first time they're on. I did notify them. There were 4 abutters that were not Griffin Hospital or not Ansonia residents, and they were notified by certificate of mailing. And I will report that I received no communications from any of them. Second of all, I do want to point out that a couple of things we received, the report from Ryan McAvoy, SLR, on Friday. Our engineer will be addressing you tonight, you know, with respect to the application. He did a reply letter and a revised set of plans and a reply letter to Mr. McAvoy's comments, and that was presented. In addition to that, today I filed, because I realized I had was informed that I had an incorrect statement, not an incorrect, an incomplete statement in the statement of use, and that so in paragraph 4, I changed it to read, the current application is for the placement of the continuous heat pump CHP generators for the MRI addition and for the entire hospital building located at 130 Division Street, and because it will be servicing that. So this is in the area that was approved for a variance for before we filed an application for the site plan for the MRI addition building, which is constructed. And I got a variance for a 0 setback along the property line of Spring Street. Then the site plan was filed, and you approved the site plan for the MRI building. Now we're before you for actually what amounts to a modification of that site plan to add the generators to the site. So with that, I think it would be better than to have someone with very knowledge of continuous heat pump generators. And I would call upon Jonathan Rayum from Kinsley to explain to you what they are and review the site plan that he's presented to you. Jonathan?
Just a point of order. First, you have to accept this, and then also determine whether you're going to have a public hearing, and then move to the other item.
All right. So, is there a motion to accept the application? Stand corrected. Is there a motion to receive the application?
So moved.
Make a motion to receive the application.
I'll second.
And. With the caveat that we schedule a public hearing for this.
Can I address that? Oh.
No. I'll second it.
All
Discussion. This application is a lot more complicated than I thought that it was going to be when we approved the MRI addition last year.
I'm sorry. I thought you finished.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot to look at. We're receiving information on this up until this afternoon. We haven't had a chance to review it. We haven't had a chance to double check it. And I think that it's important that we do so before we get into any kind of decision on this matter. So that's why I believe that that's important. And because of the complexity of this system, this is a cogeneration electrical system. This is not a emergency or standby generator for the MRI building. This is for the entire hospital. Okay. And because of that, I think that there probably should be some input from the neighborhood.
I also have a deep, deep procedural concern. The hospital appears before the Zoning Board of Appeals, shows only the MRI building. That's all that was shown in the hearing. There was no mention at all of these generators. It was not in the text of the application that I reviewed. It was not on the plans that I reviewed. All of a sudden, these two generators and the size of these generators are 22 by 30. That's half the size of this room. That's half the size of this room. So that board, when it made a determination on that variance, was had no knowledge of those generators. And secondly, I don't think you have a right to extend them into the setback area. I don't think you have a right to do that. I'm familiar with case law, and most of it is against the expansion of a non-conforming use like that.
Well, I think at this point, we're looking at the receipt of the application in the hearing, right. Okay. So I wouldn't get into that substance of it.
Okay, but that's a concern that I have.
So we need to vote on that.
Yeah. Does anybody else have something they want
to? Yeah, the motion to receive, and then a discussion as to whether or not a public hearing, I think, based on what right. Dave mentioned, is mm-hmm. would be a separate motion and vote.
Yeah, I'll bring them. I'll make a motion for that. So.
So there's a motion to receive the application on the floor.
Make a motion.
Well, I think we
did
the second votes. All vote. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. And then a motion to schedule a public hearing on this on the topic.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
See discussion on that.
You know, again, I have an issue with the procedure. I believe they have to go back to the ZBA to get those to place those generators within the required setback area. They got a variance for the building. There was absolutely no mention of those generators. The individuals that were notified and attended the meeting, whether it was one person or 10. Now, I don't know if it was an oversight that just happened or if it was deliberate. But either way, it's bad. It's bad transparently in terms of being transparent of how the application is proceeding. I don't know how that oversight happened, but it's not good. And I think you have to go back.
Since I was the one that made the application, and since
my intentions are being challenged, I would like to respond. The law is very clear. When a variance is granted to a setback, it applies to the property. It does not apply to a specific purpose or anything. It would apply to all construction, any structures along that entire Spring Street, and that is what the law is. Your counsel is here, and you can ask him. And I have a copy of the variance.
But again, it wasn't transparent. It wasn't transparent what you were going to do.
We're not going
to. Well, we won't get into this, but
you didn't show the public
what you were
going to do.
So I can see we obviously have a lot to discuss on the topic. So obviously it's a good idea to do a public hearing so we can talk it out, air all our grievances. All right.
We need a motion on that.
I already made the motion, so we just got to vote on it.
I'll second it.
It's already been made and seconded.
David Paul made the motion, and I'm assuming that it would be on the April 21st meeting. Is that the idea?
Well, that's what I was.
That's the next.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get at. So I was going to schedule it for the April 21st meeting. So. Yeah, and well, 1 second, because we're going to just vote for here first. So all those in favor of scheduling the public hearing, April 21st, all opposed? All right, motion carries. So.
First of all, we had a variance on this.
I sent out notices. And the notice for variances is what? We had a public hearing, not required, at your choice, on the site plan. That one. I got a couple of calls from the public and asked me what the applications were. They each got a site plan. They each got a copy of the variance. They said, thank you very much. And that was it.
Attorney Thomas, when you applied for the variance, did you show the general?
There's no concern of the public.
That's not what I asked.
All right. We're going to move on. We're having a public hearing.
Did you show
the and we can do it from there. So.
I've been told not to argue. Okay. But,
Everything will be up for discussion at the next meeting.
So not to argue with him.
All right.
There's a different time to argue. But on the issue of the public hearing,
the
vote's already been made.
So we're going to move on to move on now to 10A, obviously, 9A on the agenda. The Griffin Hospital, 130 Division Street, site plan modification for the placement of generators for the MRI edition, discussion of possible action. Obviously, I think we had a pretty heated discussion already, so we should probably table that.
Public hearing.
In, due to the public hearing on the 21st.
Motion to table.
Is there a second? Anybody want to second it? No.
Do you mind if I take the opportunity to speak in general? Census over everything, just as being here, if you would like to illuminate.
I think it would have to be. It would be best course of action for the public hearing this time. So, all right. So nobody wants to second it. All right.
I'm sorry. What's this?
For the table that 9A on the agenda for the public hearing.
Was there a motion made?
Yeah.
Yes.
I motion to table the
second
possible act discussion.
You need a second?
To table.
Second.
All right. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? All right. So move. Number 10 is payment of bills. I haven't received anything.
There's two in our packet. There's two small ones from the last 2 months.
All right. Motion to pay the bills. Listed. Did you guys get a chance to review them first, I should say?
Yes.
All right.
Motion to make payment of bills.
All right. Is there a second? All those in discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. All right. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
At 7:37. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Happy St. Patrick's Day. The time for the record was 7:37.